and welcome to this week's edition of the Pop Buzz Podcast, your number one destination for all the latest music news and all that's been good on the internet. I'm your host, James. Joining me as ever are the rest of the Pop Buzz team. We have Katie. Say hello, Katie.
Hiya!
Hiya! And we have Woody. Say hello, Woody.
Hi.
Hi, mate. How you doing? So, our guests this week, everyone's favourite UK-based pop band, The Vamps, were in. The Vamps came to see us.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, we felt sort of like supply teachers on a naughty school trip, didn't we? It was chaos. Absolute chaos. Lovely boys, but my word, this is a chaotic interview coming up for you. It really is.
They are uncontrollable.
It was like, there was a Super Bowl ad a few years ago where it was a bunch of cowboys trying to herd kittens. It reminded me of that.
We were the cowboys.
They were the kittens. But they were lovely, lovely boys. You'll hear them for a chat later on. They also played a game of Ooh Kazoo, everyone's favourite game.
Ooh Kazoo.
Indeed. But before we get to that, it's time to look at this week's biggest stories in WTF News.
News, 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 news. What the f*** is happening in the news?
Bit of a theme to this week's stories, guys. Bit of a theme. It all revolves around kind of crazy fan behavior. All right, so let's start off with the queen of the world herself, Beyonce, right? So she was doing a charity concert over the weekend for Tidal, and it was all in support of various charities. Midway through her performance, she manages to accidentally cut her ear open on her earring, like the pro that she is, just carries straight on. I mean, what a boss. What a performance.
Can I just say, I don't think it's that much of an achievement to carry on if you have a bleeding ear.
Have you ever ripped an earring out of your ear, Woody?
No, I haven't.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Done.
What? Okay.
Are you telling me that it's a debilitating, you know,
can you
injury?
Stop trying to mansplain this for us, Woody, for goodness sake?
How dare you? I'm just saying, every time Beyonce does anything, it's like, oh my God, wow, what a hero. She had a bleeding ear.
Be fair. Like, you try doing a singing and dance routine when you suddenly realise you are bleeding out of the side of your head. Come on.
I do that every time.
All right, well, join us on Facebook Live later this week where Woody will be cut in the ear and dancing and singing to Six Inch Heels. But more importantly, this is where it gets really, really odd. So, yes, she carried on performing. A hashtag broke called hashtag cut for Beyonce, which was slightly tongue-in-cheek in places, but also seemed to have some genuine fans making themselves bleed, largely by the ear, in support of Beyonce. What do we think the Queen would make of this, first of all? You think she'd be a fan of this ridiculous trend?
Yes, 100%. The Bayhive shedding blood for their loyal queen.
Wow.
She'd be like, yes.
Yeah, maybe.
Jay, look at what these babies are doing for me.
Stop.
Should have mentioned we had special guest Beyonce in the studio with us right there.
Doing.
Nice, very, very nice.
I think it would be very disturbing.
Oh, of course.
I think it would be very disturbing.
I mean, we should point out the large majority of this does seem to be a joke. I mean, when there's people doing little screenshots of holding actual ears, I'm pretty sure that didn't happen.
It was like when Madonna fell over at the Brits and I started the hashtag break your hip for Madonna.
That was a quick Madonna slip in, wasn't it? Is less than 5 minutes in and you've already dropped that name.
Actually, what she failed to mention was that it was actually me pushing Katie down the stairs.
Oh, I see.
In honour. Wasn't it? For a good 6 months.
Yeah.
Down you go.
This better not be a continuing theme of Madonna references. I can see a glint in your eye.
Mate, I've got like five lined up.
Dear Lord. All right. Well, more crazy fan news, of course. The 1975, currently on tour in support of their very, very good album. They were out in Mexico. So word spread among the hardcore South American fans about the name of their hotel they were staying in. So loads of fans hung around in reception, which I kind of think is a bit of an invasion of space in the first place. You know, that's there where they want to go and chill after a show. But anyway, they were there and they were very, very gracious and signing autographs and stuff. Apart from when a couple of fans tried to break into Matty's hotel room. Now, first of all, how did they get that info? How did they just knock on every single door until Matty opened? Or what's going on there? That makes no sense to me.
They got the digits to MI5. That's what it is.
Apparently. I mean, that is serious, serious sleuthing. Have they got little bellhop costumes there running around in, running the room service desk? I don't know. But yeah, this is a continued trend we've seen recently about getting very, very hardcore in person. Like Fifth Harmony is the obvious reference point. You saw them in the airport getting absolutely mobbed, and DNCE with Joe Jonas were getting called out because they had a bouncer who was moving people along for a meet and greet because they were all getting a bit up close. I mean, this is a weird trend, isn't it? When is too much happening there? You know, when is it too far when you're meeting your faves?
I just, what I was wondering was whether this is, you know, a development, a new thing, or if it's just because we've got more technology where people can record these things now that we're just, you're more aware of these kind of crazy things happening.
Well, also with the technology, I suppose it's easier for them to, for example, find out which hotel room Matt Healy's staying in. Yeah, it was mad that it was all trending on Twitter which hotel they were staying in. You think, this isn't right, surely.
Yeah, and you know, they're on Twitter all the time, or Instagram, Facebook, and so you have like minute by minute details of someone's life. You feel invested in them.
Yeah.
And you think you know them, and you think you invite yourself round to the hotel room.
Don't leave your location on.
Yeah, I think that's the rule. Don't leave your location on. That's the way to do it. Well, again, more crazy fans, although this one's slightly more lighthearted. I enjoy this. So Justin Bieber, friend of the show, he was in town.
I wish.
In town doing some gigs at the O2 Arena for the Purpose Tour, and he stopped by this random pub in Essex to have everyone's favourite pub beverage, a glass of milk. That's what we always order, isn't it, Woody? That's what you always go isn't it? A nice swift half pint of milk when you sit down.
As well.
Milk and tonic, that's what you go for. But yeah, so we had this glass of milk in the pub. Now, with real entrepreneurial spirit here, one of the servers has taken that glass that he drank from and put it on eBay. So immediately on Friday, it was at 500 quid, right?
Oh my God.
So many bids. God. Have a guess, right? I want each of you to have a guess what it is currently at the time of recording, what it is on. All right. So Katie, how much do you think this glass of milk that Bieber has sipped on is going for on eBay right now?
Since Friday. Okay.
It is now Monday at time of recording. There have been 91 bids. Oh. How much, sorry?
I'm going to say, like...
Go on, have a go.
30K.
Incorrect. Woody, what are we going with? 91 bids at this point.
It can't be more than 30K.
That's what I'm asking you, mate. Is it more than 30K? Like, you tell me.
I don't... Well, it's definitely not worth more than a tenner.
It is if it's like a Copperberg glass or something. Maybe one of those special ones.
Is it one of those things where the more time passes, like the more the bacteria from his mouth grows on the glass?
The chance that you could possibly clone and make your own beer.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe actually with the fermenting process going forward.
It's like a fine wine. It's just slowly developing.
You know what? I take it all back. It's £40,000.
Is the incorrect answer.
Oh.
It is... unbelievably, currently sat at £65,900. How about that for a glass of milk, ladies and gentlemen?
Guys, we need to ask for a pay rise.
That hasn't been washed. That's got milk in it.
Indeed. This is what I'm thinking of. This is what I'm thinking, guys. Later on, obviously, you're going to hear The Vamps, our lovely interview, but we also played Ooh Kazoo. As I said, I have a kazoo in my possession right now that has been spat on by four members of The Vamps
and me.
Oh, well, I'll bring the value down a little bit, but, you know, we'll ignore that one. But they all got involved. I think Tristan sat out of it, but there you go. Connor, Brad and James, they're spit all over that kazoo. How much do you reckon? Come on.
I don't know, but let's ask the fandom.
Let's ask the fandom. All right, give us a tweet with hashtag VampsKazoo and let us know your bid. I want to know your bid, guys. Hashtag VampsKazoo, highest bid will win. We could give the money to Make Some Noise, the global charity. Yes! How about that? There you go. Get bidding for our Pop Buzz Kazoo and let's see how much you will pay for the spit of the members of the Vamps. There's video evidence. You'll see them all blowing on it. But let us know what you think of these stories. Seriously, it's unbelievable fan behaviour. Do you think it's gone too far? Get on the Facebook page, give us some comments and tweet us at PopBuzz right now. And we're back on Pop Buzz, guys. Our guest today, one of the biggest pop bands in the country. You know them well. The new single is All Night. Ladies and gentlemen, the Vamps are here.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
There we go. Welcome, boys. Lovely to see you as always. So the single is All Night. There's a book coming out, I believe, as well. You're very busy, guys,
at
the minute.
It's all going on.
It's all kicking off, mate. It's all kicking off. And I want to get to that. I really do. But first, Brad, I've got three words, mate. Three words.
Oh, God.
Celebrity first dates.
I knew you were going to say that.
No. Everyone's going,
That's good.
My television highlight of the year, mate. No. I'll be honest with you. It was phenomenal. No, come on. Don't be like that. You came off so well on it. You must be pretty proud of yourself with it. It was a nice thing.
Really? Sipping on that Rioja.
it was a Merlot, actually.
Showing off your knowledge there. It was good. So talk to me here. What didn't we see on the telly now? Because rumour has it you went off to Ronnie Scott's afterwards. Is that correct?
We did, yeah.
Nice little bit of jazz.
Yeah, a little bit of jazz.
little bit of jazz. How was that?
Yeah, it was really good, man. Yeah, it was a really, really good experience. Really fun. She was a lovely girl.
Do you know, she came across very, very well as well. And a fan of yours. That's got to be a little bit weird.
No, it was cool. Fans of people too, man.
So it's all.
Fans of people. That should be your bio on Twitter.
But no, it was really, really nice. I advise anyone to go on there because they genuinely do try and match you.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, oh, we're just throwing on, like, with whatever.
No, absolutely.
They really try and suit you.
Oh, sweet. Were you guys watching at home, I
think? Yeah.
So what was the reaction? You're at home, you're seeing what's going on.
Well, I was on holiday, so I couldn't actually see it live because I was in this crazy place that didn't have any TV. So I actually saw it about 2 weeks later, but it was really good. Yeah, we were very impressed.
Nice.
Very well.
Stop it.
Yeah. Showing your support. Showing your support. It's a lovely, lovely thing. But let's talk bad dates then. So what's the worst dates you guys have ever been on? Come on, spill the tea. I want to hear it. I want to hear some stories.
I haven't actually been on any dates, to be honest.
What? Right, here's a revelation.
I don't know. You hang out with people, yes. You go, like, you chill with them. But I don't count that as a date.
You're not. I would count. It depends. Is it a Netflix and chill situation? Is there some kind of Nando's-based culinary event before that?
But that's not a date. That's just hanging out.
But you've never been on like a Tinder date or anything like that.
No, never.
Because they get fans of people too, guys, and they're all on Tinder. All right. So maybe it's time. Maybe it's time to move on.
We discovered the other day.
Go on.
Apparently, you can do group Tindering.
Really? Yes.
Yeah. Now.
I love that Woody immediately knew what you were talking about.
But it's like you kind of sign up and you and your mates do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And
then
I don't think it's like actual dates. It's like if you want to go on
a night out.
Right?
That's a great idea.
Boys, that makes perfect sense. I see this now. This is next time you're in. We're going to sign you up to Tinder. We're going to find a group activity out in Leicester Square. I think that'd be a wonderful thing.
You'll just have like the new artwork on our Tinder profile. It's like really, really professionally done.
The book cover. That's what I want.
Album listening party.
Absolutely.
James, you've been working with Peter recently. How did that come about?
I've been kind of working with him for a couple of years now. I did a campaign called Adopt Don't Shop, and that was a year ago now. And I've just done a new one, which is it's Chicks Love Vegetarians, and the chick is like a double entendre for chickens as well as girls.
But chicks
mm-hmm.
do.
So it just came about really. I just like animals really. We got connected through the Mayhew Animal Home, which is a really cool shelter in North London, and I did a photo shoot with them, and Peter provided the kittens were from the Mayhew, and I was connected with Peter through them. So yeah, just kind of a relationship that's happened for the past year, and yeah, really cool.
Because I'm a vegetarian too.
Very good.
And like when I went over, I'm going to talk about my experience
about
now.
But
like, should we go?
No, it's like, it's the transfer between like switching like all your, like from meat meals to vegetarian ones. What's the thing you miss the most? This is what I need to know.
I don't miss anything because.
What?
Because as soon as I think about it, then I realise that I don't miss it. I think there's really good substitutes. So there's a really good like corn roast that like is exactly the same as chicken. So if you genuinely miss the taste, then you can, you know, replicate it. I'm trying to get our manager, Joe, to go veggie because he's been veggie for like a week now.
That's longer than I could last. Yeah. I respect that. That's a good effort.
I was going to say, you guys haven't been tempted. He hasn't tried to like...
I did an hour.
God, no! Well done. An hour veggie.
No, I think, you know,
we struggle.
I mean, I need every protein I can get. But to be fair to the corn company business. And business, they have done well in matching the taste. I mean, James gave me a party little sausage thing.
The sausage.
And it tastes, you know, very, very similar. So,
So James gave you the sausage and it did taste okay.
It tasted great.
It's good to know.
Always does.
It was too easy a setup. I'm sorry.
Okay, absolutely. Right. We don't like to keep secrets at Pop Bars. So, two words. Brooklyn Beckham.
Oh.
What's the tea?
Yes. Right. Come on,
is
now,
he
boys.
On the album?
Yeah.
He's on the front cover of the album.
Wow,
it's
amazing.
His face. No, there was a rumour going around that he was going to rap on the album.
That you said, didn't you?
I don't know where it came from, Brad.
It was me.
Yeah, no, it was McVeigh over there. It was many rumours.
It was me.
But we don't even know if he can rap, but if he can, Brooklyn... You are come invited along. To come up on the album.
Yeah,
that's the plan. How's your rap skills, boys? You got anything? You got any rhymes?
He's got mean bars. He raps on top.
Mean bars. Yes.
Mean bars.
You got bare bars to spare. Is that what you're saying?
I got, someone had to do it, and I had to do it.
There it is. You fancy a little freestyle on the mic?
No, I really don't fancy it.
Nicki Minaj.
Really fancy it.
Can't afford it.
The sweat dripping. I guess. More from the incredibly hyperactive Vamps later on. You can hear us play Ookazoo. It's a lot of fun. Stick around for that. But first, it is time for this week's edition of Is It a Banger? Katie and Woody have, as always, brought me a track that you can hear on Pop Buzz Radio. All we have to determine is which is the biggest banger. And the theme for this week, so you may have seen this news story. Famous Harambe, obviously, of Cincinnati Zoo, is a gorilla that we loved and lost. Rest in peace, pour some out. But we almost had Harambe 2, Harambe Harder, the full sequel this week, as at London Zoo, just down the road from our recording studio, there was an escaped gorilla. I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. Kumbuka, I think that's how you pronounce it. They escaped. Everything sorted. Nobody was injured. Gorilla absolutely fine. Put back. Well done to all the staff at London Zoo. Fantastic work there. But what we want to know is which song would be appropriate to calm down an escaped gorilla. That's what I want. I want escape songs, or songs basically to calm down and resolve this situation in London Zoo. It was successful. We don't know what song they played. Let's have a guess. Katie, I'm going to come to you first. Which gorilla-based banger have you brought to me this week?
Okay, let's get into it. Bruno Mars, 24 Karat Magic. Now, I know what you're thinking. It's not a calming down song, but I'll explain all after we've heard it.
All right. I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket. Keep up. And pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket. Keep up. Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jacking. Keep up. Players only. Come on. Put your pinky rings up to the moon. Girls, what y'all trying to do? 24 karat magic in the air. Head to toe so clear. Look out. Yeah, very calm. Very calming. Very,
it is, isn't it?
Very emotionally fulfilling. All right, tell me why.
Okay, you know that scene in Happy Feet where the penguins are all kicking off and Mumble's got to, like, rally them to impress the humans?
What a reference.
That's the gorilla equivalent of, like, trying to calm down a gorilla.
Right,
so
okay.
So we're going to play some Bruno Mars. Now, I don't know if you know this, but gorillas are actually huge fans of Bruno Mars.
Really?
Because of his song,
Hence
Gorilla.
The song Gorilla, indeed, yes.
They're huge fans, so you'd play it, he'd get a little shoulder action going, shimmy, and he'd be like, I'm feeling this, and then you just lead him back into the enclosure. Problem solved.
Done.
Save the gorilla with dance.
Is there opportunity for group dancing in this particular moment?
Yeah,
and Bruno
obviously
loves a bit of that. Picturing keepers lined up behind the gorilla.
And once you get the gorilla back in, all the other gorillas are just like, yeah, Bruno, yes!
Yes, queen.
That's
wonderful. I mean, I want to see it. I want to see it happen. I can't say it doesn't appeal.
I could see a line of gorillas dancing to that song.
Yeah, why not? Let's just put out outlandish statements like that out in the air. I can see, you know what? This is the kind of song I can see a line of gorillas dancing to.
I'm going to pitch it to whoever made Happy Feet. DreamWorks.
Yeah.
Dancing gorillas, call me.
Yeah, happy pause. Let's have it happen. I want to see it. All right, Woody, beat it, mate. What song have you brought for me?
I'm going with Australian band Vant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the song's called Peace and Love. Let's give it a listen.
I wait for you at the back of the queue. I know it's not your fault. We need peace and love. We need Mother Nature for the same reason. We want peace and love. We want Mother Nature when the season. Home had you stopped.
title's certainly appropriate. Yeah. Very, very appropriate. Okay.
And so's their last single as well. I feel like their last two singles, it's a tale of two gorillas, you know? So the first single was Karma Seeker. And I kind of feel like that's what Harambe was.
he was seeking karma.
Yeah, well, he was a freedom fighter.
Wasn't he just?
The only reason he dragged that child into the enclosure was because he wanted his own freedom. He was protesting.
It fell in, but okay.
But unfortunately, I mean...
Fact check. Very nice.
Look, ultimately it ended badly for Harambe because of his actions. Karma was served. Sorry about it.
Okay.
But now with Kumbuka, I think
it's Kumbuka. Let's go with that.
Now his story ended in a much more happy and positive way because it was a peaceful protest. Mm. He got out. He just went for a walk. Just went to see the sights. Came back. Had a sleep. I think they shot him with a what's it? Yeah, that's
gun.
The one. Yeah. But you know. He peacefully protested his incarceration and thankfully sought to see another day at London Zoo.
Very true.
So it's not so much a song to calm down a silverback gorilla, but it is like a freedom song for the gorillas.
Right. It's very much a sentiment for the story as a whole. Okay.
I think if they had a grasp of English, they would really enjoy the message of the song.
I mean, there's only one way to find out. I think next week we need to go down to London Zoo and play these respective songs
down
to Kumbuka.
With a boombox at the window.
Join us next week with guest Kumbuka from London Zoo. I'd be so up for that. We'd never be allowed to do it, but I'd be so up for it. I'm going to give this one to Katie, mate. I'm sorry.
Yay!
It's because that's just such an entertaining image. You can't. I mean, as if you saw Bruno Mars' Saturday Night Live performance, but it's him
exactly.
and a bunch of blokes in formation just getting their groove
so
on.
Good.
I like the idea of replacing Bruno with a gorilla in the middle.
I'm going to continue fighting for the gorillas.
Please
with
do.
Vant.
Please do. And if you'd like to join us at London Zoo to see how this one pans out. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, but great songs, one and all. You can hear them both on Pop Buzz Radio. All you do is you go on the website and you click in the top right hand corner. Well, we're gonna play a little game now, boys,
right.
If that's all right. Fancy a little bit of game. This is a game. What's the title of the game, Woody? What's the title of the game?
Ew, kazoo.
That's what it's called. It's called Old Kazoo. So as you can see here, I have the Pop Buzz branded kazoo. It's very well branded. And what we're going to do, we're going to look at you, Brad, as, you know, the lead singer here. What we'd like you to do is do a few songs on the kazoo, and we're going to get the boys to guess what you are kazooing. So
it's good.
I'm going to give this little secretive list to Katie over here. Katie, if you want to grab this, right?
You know,
with the Pop Buzz branded kazoo.
Made kazoo in a long time.
Well, at least you know what to do, right? You know the system of the kazoo. Other end, mate. Other end. That's a good start. There we go. Yeah, that'll do. There we go. Right, okay. So try that. If you don't know any of them, go to the bottom. But yes, I think song number one, let's try that. And boys, we're going to see if you can identify, all right? Here is kazoo number one.
So let's go.
Five stars.
That was good.
That's amazing.
We do this every day.
From the intro, yeah. This is tour bus banter. All right, all right. Song number two, Brad. Song number two.
I'm going to struggle with that one because I don't know it too
You well. Go one to one at the bottom if you
I'll
want,
go,
mate.
Drake.
Extra point for the moves, I think. Extra point for the moves. All right, try number three for me, mate. Try number three.
I need Tris and Con to stand up for this one.
Oh.
Are we going to have to do a little
actions.
Move here?
No!
Well, I need to see it anyway now. Right. Come on.
How good's that, Mark? We guess. Just because he asked us to stand up.
It's good.
Close. I mean,
that doesn't happen.
That's a
signature move.
You really are far too good at this game. This is a bit worrying now. Okay. All right. Number four, bro. Go with number four, mate.
No sleep. That's a feel.
It's our new single out now, babies.
Potential B-side, I think there. Potential B-side. Well done. I mean, 4 out of 4, and so speedily, and frankly, based off like one note. You guys are far too good
really
at this.
Impressed.
There we go. I'm impressed. Do you guys know how to play kazoo as well, I take it? I mean, it's not a hard skill.
We've dabbled.
Let me see who's got the best noise. Come on, pass it down the line.
Basically
let's all share some spit. We're
this
all
is basically a game of share the spit.
It is. Just give me a little bit more of the single. I want to hear your skills.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's good.
And we're passing it down the line.
Wait, what?
Is it even coming out?
One, two, one, two.
There we go.
I'm not.
Amazing.
Everyone's been on that. It's like,
yeah. Pass it down the line. Let's see. Come on.
No,
show Matt
after you, James.
No, it's just
saliva everywhere. And it's just like,
James, do not be afraid. All right, do the other end. Go on. Nice.
Good. How'd you do it?
Aerosmith. It's like a hum motion.
It doesn't work, that one. It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
We've broken the pop buzz, Brandon, because all it took for the vamps in the studio for all the 10 minutes. Your stars, boys, as always. Lovely to see you. Single is All Night. You can hear it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the vamps.
Thank you.
Time for a brand new game, guys. Brand new game. So this is what I like to call the Pop Buzz Spelling Bee, ladies and gentlemen. So this is how it's going to work. I'm sure you're all familiar with the concept of a spelling bee. Series of words here. All you have to do to get the point is spell them correctly. Now, bit of a difference here. It's all internet terminology, guys.
Oh, God.
I've got some internet terminology. You're going to spell them, and we're going to find out who is the Pop Buzz Spelling Bay, if you will. That's what I'm going with. The Pop Buzz Spelling Bay. Who will be crowned
FML.
It today? Absolutely. So, all internet slang. First of all, I'm going to need some buzzers, guys. So, Woody, I'm going to come to you. If you want to answer in, you will make the noise. I've said it once, I'll say it again. Please prepare these beforehand. Please.
I was thinking that could be my gorilla noise. I don't know if that's a
gorilla barks now, does it? A gorilla barks.
No, it's like a...
Okay.
No, the gorillas don't make that noise, do they?
No, they don't. As we know, they sing Bruno Mars. Katie, when I need an answer from you, you will make the noise.
Greedy!
Okay, that'll do. Bit of Ariana, I'll take that. That'll do. So, as with regular spelling bees, if you want, you are allowed to ask me for a definition of the word or for the word to be used in a sentence. All right, so that may help you along a little bit. But basically, once you start spelling, if you get a letter wrong, I will buzz you out and pass it over. Okay.
Oh, no.
So know that when you start the word, if you get a letter wrong, I'm going to buzz you out. I'm going to pass it over. Okay. So here is internet slang number one: squad goals. Squad. Goals.
Greedy!
Kate is in.
Right, now, squad is this goals. Traditional squad or suicide?
That's what I was thinking.
Okay. S. Q.
I'm afraid not. Woody, I'm going to pass over. Remember, you can have a definition or use it in a sentence if you wish.
I would like you to use it in a sentence.
Rolling into McDonald's for breakfast with my whole crew like squad goals. Rolling into McDonald's for breakfast with my whole crew, like squad goals.
Okay, if I think I can remember the alternative spelling, it's SKWADGOALS.
It's a point to Woody.
Hang on a minute. Nobody spelled squad like that before June 2016.
Yeah, baby, Katie, it's October 2016. Get with the time.
Katie, I'm going to go with what's on the sheet in front of me, I'm afraid. It's what's
Sorry about
on the
it.
Sheet.
Where was the Z at the end
Judge's
of the
Judge's decision is final. Point to Woody. Here is term number two. You suggested it. Term number two. Buzz in when you're ready. On fleek. On
fleek.
Kate is in.
Okay, well, which way are you going to do it,
though? Easy. On fleek. O-N-F-L-E-E-K.
Incorrect, I'm afraid. Woody. Talk to me.
E-N-F-L.
Incorrect, I'm afraid. What? Of course, the correct spelling I have in front of me is O-N-F-L-E-E-E-E-E-K. That's O-N-F-L-E-E-E-E-K, as in Ariana Grande's ponytail is so on fleek, it would make a damn horse jealous, R.I.P. Little Sebastian. Of course, on fleek. All right, all to play for. Here, Katie, you can make this a tie, or Woody could run away with it. All comes down to the last one. Here we go. Yas Queen.
Oh, no.
How many A's is it going to be?
Queen. Okay, Woody's in. Are you going to attempt it?
Oh, God. Okay. Y. A A A S S S.
Oh, I'm afraid you're wrong. I'm going to pass it over to Katie. I'm going to pass it on over.
Okay.
Here we go. Take it home.
There's only one S in Yas. So it's though.
Well, we'll see.
Yas Queen. Y A A A S K.
Oh, I'm afraid it's out. I'm afraid it's out. I'm afraid it's out. The spelling is, of course, Y A A A S S Q W E E N. I am very sorry. I'm very sorry.
Damn.
So, of course, in the context, Hillary Clinton's defense of Planned Parenthood is truly inspiring and in direct and urgent contrast to the misogynistic misunderstanding of the organization perpetuated by the right wing media and forces with outside financial interests. Hashtag Yas Queen.
Yeah.
I'm afraid. Incorrect. So, there we go. The first ever Pop Buzz Spelling Bee. Our spelling bee by 1 point is Woodrow White. Oh, there he is. Very well done.
I am so proud of myself.
Congratulations, my friend. Congratulations. Good work.
I want to thank my mum.
Good.
And my dad.
Good. Good thank yous.
Yeah, that's
well done. Well done. No, incredible work. Incredible work. I enjoyed that immensely. So I think you can do better. Feel free to send us any suggestions, by the way, for spelling bee topics. I want to bring this one back purely because Katie looks so annoyed right now. I want to keep it going. It's very entertaining.
Got a question. We've got a question. Can you help us out?
Finally, it is the question of the week. So, as we referenced in the news section earlier, a lot of crazy fan activity, guys. A lot of crazy fan activity this week with the 975, Justin Bieber's glass of milk on eBay, all this cutting for Beyonce nonsense. It's been an odd week. So what I want to know from you two guys, what is the craziest thing you have ever done as a fan? As always, funniest or most interesting story will win the point from me. So, Woody, going to come to you first, my friend. Craziest thing you have ever done as a fan? Talk to me.
I actually didn't think I'd done anything crazy. I thought I was pretty reserved. But then I remembered an email I sent to a band member back in the day. So when I was younger, I was a big fan of the Distillers. They're like a punk band.
Yes.
Brody Dahl.
Brody Dahl, amazing.
Yeah, was my hero. She was the coolest person on earth. I still kind of think that, to be honest.
She's great.
But after one of their albums, I think it was the third one, they kind of disappeared off the radar. And I was, like, distraught. I was like, genuinely hurt and upset. I was like, how could they do this to me? Like, they were my band that they were going to keep releasing records and I was going to, you know, have them forever. And so when, after, like, a year, nothing went by, I was like, I need to hunt these people down.
I need
down.
To go to the source.
And you know where I
deets.
Went? I went to MySpace because it was back in the day. It was back
really
in like,
showing our age, the millennials
yeah,
here. All right.
It's like maybe like 2005 or whatever.
All right.
And I went through page after page after page of like profiles trying to find one of them. I was like, they got to like the Distillers page on there, so they're going to go there. I must have gone through thousands of profiles.
Wow.
And then eventually I found the bassist, Tony, I think his name was. And, like, I don't know. I just, like, let rip. I was just, like, really, like, how can you do this to me? How can you not message your fans and tell us what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. And then I ended it with an insult. Rhymes with blunt. I really let go. And I often think back to how it must have been to like receive an email like that. Like, that is such an intense thing.
Next week on the Pop Buzz Podcast, the Distillers come face to face with their online troll.
That is so wild.
Yeah, he never responded.
Funny that. What a shock.
I did.
You'd called him a James Blunt. I'm surprised. Yeah.
I did end up interviewing Brody Dahl, though.
Didn't bring it up.
No, I didn't. Sadly.
That is wild. Yeah, that is really wild, mate. Wow. You're like a little secret directioner kicking off of your craziness.
I really had forgotten that was in me.
Did not see that coming.
I've seen a new side to you.
Yeah, really.
I'm
this
scared.
Is dark.
Sorry.
This is dark. All right, there we go. No. Okay, Katie, that's going to take a lot to beat that. What's the craziest thing you've ever done as a fan?
Well, I don't feel like I've peaked in my craziness. I think there's still crazy to come.
Nice.
Trust me. I think the craziest I've ever been... Okay. Back in the good old days of 2007, I used to camp outside for premieres. I used to stand at the barrier to meet all the Hollywood faves.
Okay.
Now, I've got a lot of respect for those who put themselves in harm's way to meet their fave celeb, which is what I did once. January. It was cold, below zero.
Painting a picture again.
Rain.
Here she goes.
I love painting pictures.
Did you have a cup of cocoa with you?
No, I didn't. Oh, I didn't even eat that day.
A blanket?
Dear Lord.
Nothing.
Oh,
just
God.
A coat and a hood and a friend for moral support.
Oh, good.
I desperately wanted to meet Johnny Depp, so we went to the Sweeney Todd premiere, and I risked pneumonia and bronchitis and all of the above. Looking back, I'm not sure it was entirely worth it.
But, so that's what, due to recent events? How there's a much better productions of that musical as well.
So that was stage one, and the other one. I've never camped over, but I have turned up in Leicester Square at 7 o'clock in the morning for a premiere that started at 6.
Ooh,
what?
You know what film it was for?
Oh, please be embarrassing. What is it?
Sex and the City 2.
Oh my God, you're trash. You're absolute trash. Not but even the first one.
Was it worth it?
Yes, I got a selfie with Charlotte. I was blessed by Carrie, and I felt a connection with Big. So what about Samantha? She was very quiet, and Miranda blanked me.
Oh, just gonna leave that hanging in the air for a moment.
That's where my craziness will come from.
Yeah, well, you're gonna take it out on Miranda, aren't you? In the future, you're gonna send an email.
I mean,
how dare you?
You guys have left me with something of a. You've left me with something of a Sophie's choice here, because either I award going and saying horrible swear words to band members, or I award sitting through Sex and the City 2. I don't know which is worse. I really, really don't.
Pneumonia.
You know what? You know what? Because he shared that potentially very embarrassing story. I'm going to give it to Woody rather. I'm going to give it to Woody. That was very personal.
It was very personal.
And you also realise that that's wrong behaviour now, which is nice. You've learned.
I've made up for it at my time at Pop Buzz by writing against these crazy fans.
Amazing.
At least once a week. So I'm trying to redeem myself for Tony.
Lovely.
I'm sorry, Tony.
All right. Well, congratulations, Woody. I mean, that does mean now you are officially the winner of this week's episode. Well done. Yeah. Well done.
Good effort. Well done.
Your prize is actually going to be a glass of milk drunk from Tony from the Distillers. So there you go. I can't confirm whether or not he spat in it. But there you go. It is there. Your forfeit, Katie. I'm going to just make you watch Sex and the City 2 until you realise what you have done by bringing it up in the podcast.
It's still as fabulous
for God's
as
sake,
ever.
It's just. This is a whole nother podcast to talk about why that's so
Aiden.
Wrong. Dear Lord. All right. Well, that is about it for this week. Thanks again to the Vamps, guys. Thanks again to the Vamps. Calm down, boys. Calm down. Lovely, boys. Next week, more guests. Not going to tell you who it is. Keep an eye on the Twitter and an eye on the Snapchat to see who's been coming in and having a chat to us. Make sure you subscribe. You can get us on iTunes. You can get us on Audio Boom. Tune in and, of course, on SoundCloud and on the Pop Buzz website. So until next week, it's goodbye from Katie. Say goodbye.
Bye.
It's goodbye from Woody. Say goodbye.
Ciao.
And it's goodbye from me. See you next week.
Two times.
Killing
me.
Okay.